Here at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I'm speaking with Dr. Daryl Martin, University of Nebraska, and your panel that presenting here on basically water usage and so resource use. We're talking about, it's all about corn here. Why don't you give me, first of all, a little bit of information about yourself and the type of work you do?
Yeah, I'm a professor at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. I work in irrigation and water resources engineering. Our main focus is really looking at how to best manage the water resources we have, and also we're interested in primarily the groundwater quality implications of irrigating corn. So we've looked together at those kind of packages for many years. May not know, but Nebraska now has the most irrigated land of any state in the United States, and so it's real important to our industry to manage the water as well as the corn.
Well, what is the focus and main message that you convey to the audience here?
Well, the main thing I'm going to talk about is the limitations that we're seeing on availability of water, how farmers are being challenged not only to meet the bottom line, but also, in our case, to really protect and optimize the use of groundwater resources. Some people may think that the aquifer is actually going dry, but there's still lots of water there. States are looking, though, at the connection of groundwater to surface water. And so there's a lot of conflict in the western United States over depletion of stream flow. And so farmers are now being asked to tighten their belt, so to speak, to meet downstream inflow stream needs rather than necessarily just conserving the aquifer.
So what type of work have you done to try to analyze this and come up with solutions or practices that would help farmers address this?
Well, we've had a long-term program looking at how crops use water, how you can manage them to optimize the use of that water. The program we want to try to provide for the farmer is a way for them to maximize the value that they derive from the water that they're allowed to use. And so we've looked at a lot of decision support systems that will help them make decisions about crops and planted acres. Talk a little bit today about the role of improving irrigation efficiency in terms of managing that water resource. And then from the water management side, we've worked with state agencies and local agencies looking at the implications of different types of water regulation policies and tried to help them think through what are some of the unintended consequences that might result from that.
So how can corn growers in particular be more efficient with their irrigation?
Well, one of the first models we say is you can't manage what you don't measure. And so we think today that there's a lot of advanced technology that allows people to measure what's out there. We're primarily irrigated with center pivots. It's about 80% of the land's a center pivot irrigation system. Those have the ability to be very efficient, but you still have to manage those. And so you need to pay attention that the system's working the way it was intended to work, and really need to take care in the spring and the fall, not to irrigate too early or irrigate too late.
So as a takeaway from here, what's the one thing you'd like to have people take away from your presentation?
Well, I know a lot of people here are not going to be from an irrigated region, and so I think that our main emphasis here is to show them what is happening in the irrigated world. Surprisingly, irrigation is moving east in the United States. Few people would be accurate in estimating that Arkansas is the fourth leading state in terms of amount of land irrigated. So as we move to the east, we need to manage rainfall and other resources together.
Okay, well, I appreciate you talking with me here. That's Dr. Daryl Martin with the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.